from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Shasky. And he was like, dog, I was in the car listening to that live. Oh, that was you? Wait a minute. That was you. So we made the rounds in Philadelphia.
Trust I smoke me. With Mike, though.
They will never, ever forget us, Shasky.
We're living I try not free. To like you.
So Philly Zoo and I, we got a beef right now, big time beef. I just trash talk him at every stop. Every stop. It's personal. Football season is personal in Philadelphia. But we will be watching him Friday in Brazil.
Do you know that this week was the announcement week?
Announcement for what?
Of you and I and Kate all on a show. We're starting our fifth year.
It wasn't this week, was it?
Yeah. Well, they announced it. Like, we kind of figured out we were going to do it, and it didn't start, I believe, until the first week of October.
Number five.
Yeah.
But the announcement was in September?
Yeah.
Oh, snap. Yeah. Time flies.
Are you surprised?
A little bit.
Yeah, I am too.
I didn't think we were making it a year, to be honest with you.
I'm not going to lie. And I was worried.
No, I was very worried. It's not because I didn't believe in our abilities. I just thought the other station, I mean, you know, they had a juggernaut. I was like, man. And then I look at every morning show at 95.7 game. Sure, there was some success here and there. I think they won one time in the morning. One time.
Yeah, we've been very lucky, and thank you to our audience. Yeah. And it's been a great run, and we're going to ride it until the inner tube pops.
Yeah, pop.
Just it may pop taking today. Us where the current will take us.
It may pop today. It may pop today. It did pop for Brandon Ayuk, that's for sure.
I wonder who's going to the summit today.
Yeah, who is going to the summit? Raise your eye. Say aye.
Aye.
Spinoni? No?
I don't blame him.
Nahegan? Maybe Chance is going. It's going to be... Well, it'll be good, because then she'll be like, Papa, I got to go to the bathroom. So my attendance or participation into the summit... Well, that's why Lo Neal's there. He could pick up the slack. That's why he's there. Fremont Bank today. The summit. And by the way, the segment is sponsored by Golden State Lumber. Serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. Brandon Ayuk just signed a new deal. And it was so refreshing to see Brandon Ayuk smiling. He's got the two chains. He's at Shanahan's party with Deebo Samuel. And he said this yesterday, 888-957-9570. Because I saw a lot of, well, you know, Twitter's one thing. It's always going to be negative on Twitter. There's no doubt. That's just, that app is... But I want to hear from the fans who listen to the show on the radio, the Odyssey app, YouTube. What do you think of what Brandon Ayuk said about his contract negotiations? Listen to this. Brandon Ayuk yesterday at the podium.
I'm not going to lie. I made it a little bit more difficult than it needed to at the end. it was like that for me. I'm not going to say the whole entire time, but for about the past month, I think we were pretty good.
No. A couple of things. First off, the media laughing. I think he was being sincere.
He was.
I don't think he was joking. I think the guy was trying to show a level of reflection and be honest and transparent. And to hear someone acknowledge, yeah, you know what? Maybe I kind of like messed this up just a little, right? Like,
I respect it.
Respect it.
I respect.
I gained more respect for him as a man and as a player. And now I'm a bigger fan of Brandon Ayuk, because how many people have a hard time saying my bad in life?
No, and that was the thing. He's 26 years old. Sure, he didn't handle the situation the best he could, just like Deebo Samuel. And Deebo Samuel, to an extent, kind of, hey, man, I didn't come into the best shape. I made a mistake. I'm going to make up for it. Brandon Ayuk yesterday going on that podium saying, yeah, I made it a little harder than it needed to be. I regret that. But he's 26 years old, never been through a contract negotiation. There's millions and millions of dollars on the line. I loved it. I said I respected accountability. I expect this guy to be a stand-up professional from here on out. I expect him to have a big season again for the 49ers, and we move forward. The media laughing.
I think that they missed the tone. Like, to me, and I'm not mad at anyone. Like, I know it's different when you're in the room, and so the energy's different. Just, I thought it was a young man trying to be somewhat vulnerable and transparent, and I appreciate him. Like, because again, I think about your own life. How few people in your life are willing to reflect when they make a mistake?
Oh, the first thing you hear from people is, why are you blaming me?
Yeah, it's not my fault.
It's not my fault. I'm just like, wow.
So not only does he admit, like, hey, you know what? You know, I kind of screwed this up a little. He does it publicly almost immediately. Yep. And so to me, that shows someone who is willing to look in the mirror. And I always love people that are trying to, like, be real with themselves. Self-awareness is a big thing for me. I don't care what walk of life that you're in. And so I understand that there's going to be certain people that are going to be ticked and angry and frustrated and all that. But when he said what he says, like, you know what? I think I took it a little too far. Wow. Like, that to me was an admission of him saying, like, yeah, I kind of screwed this up. And you know what? I bet if the Niners were being fully transparent publicly, I bet they would admit a slight bit of you know, regret as well. And so I appreciated it. And now I'm just a bigger fan of Brandon Ayuk. And I also don't think that he's one of those people. When he says something, I believe it.
Well, he's a good kid. I've heard that, you know, he's been so quiet. And so now when he's watched everybody get paid and everybody's talking about it, he's like, wow, everybody's talking about me. Wow, look at this. And I personally have not a lot more respect, but I know about junior college. I covered junior college. I rode those team buses with Coach Rush. I rode those team buses with Coach LeBaugh and DeQuisto and Coach McNichols, Coach Adam, of course, and the City College basketball team. And I know what JUCOs go through to try to get these players on the same page, to try to get them out of there to go on to do bigger things. Brett and I used to JUCO guy. So I understand what he went through. See, JUCO, playing JUCO sports and not having money to eat and you're living with eight different dudes, that's not an easy life, folks. No. The junior, like, we've all watched Last Chance U. That stuff is real. Last Chance U is real. He's a JUCO guy, so I respect his grind even more to become a first-round pick. Going to Arizona State, and then you go to, and then all of a sudden you're trying to get this money and you're trying to go negotiate, and I know he didn't want to leave. It's obvious he really didn't want to leave. If he wanted to leave, he would have been gone.
No doubt.
And he stalled. It was like, you know what? The grass isn't always greener. I have it good here in San Francisco. I'm playing with Debo. I have a good quarterback in Brock Purdy. I have a hell of an offensive coach in Kyle Shanahan. Let's hopefully fix this and get this right. And, oh, by the way, Debo Samuel did restructure his contract, too. So the Niners have over $50 million in cap space. But to Brandon Ayuk, I respected that yesterday. I loved hearing that.
Well, and also, like, you know, when you take a step back and someone's going through something for the first time, you have to allow them I don't know, a little more wiggle room, right? For, like, your first child, your first home, a marriage or whatever, going through certain things. Like, I believe that you have to give someone a little bit of grace.
But we didn't do that, though.
No,
as a fan base, we didn't do that. Because
no doubt.
In real time, it's tough to give them that wiggle room. I get it from a fan perspective. I get it from an organizational standpoint. In real time, as we're playing out through this negotiation in the month of August, nobody sat back and just said, hey, let's give them some grace. There's millions of dollars on the table. They're trying to get a contract done. It's easier to say after the fact.
Devontae, people are irrational, you know, myself included. And so, you know, when you're emotional and you're in the moment, like he was, you do things you regret. And I think a lot of Niner fans are going to go, all right, you know what? Maybe I was wrong by being super critical after hearing him say what he said. And once he makes some catches, we're all good.
Let me ask this. The show you did Friday with Evan Giddings.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What was the fan reaction to IU signing the deal? Was it he got overpaid? Was it, yes, he got the bag? Was it, hey, the 49ers are going to regret this?
No, I sensed more of, all right, let's go. Like, let's go. All right, here we go. We got the band back together. It's like, yeah, you know, there was the argument in the band, and when we had to get the lead guitarist back, and let's go. Let's go on tour. Let's do this. You know what I mean? Like, work our way all the way up to Madison Square Garden. You know what I mean? Like, that was the sense that I got. And then, like, hey, the unfinished business is Trent. You know, like, this is one step. Good. We're going in the right direction. I bet there are a variety of opinions out there. And I'm sure that there is a small contingent of people like, huh, he held us over the barrel.
I'm sure you're going to
get some of that. Because, look, Bonte, look at our world. You can't even get one family to all agree on anything, let alone a collection of, you know, hundreds of thousands of fans.
Yeah, no doubt. Because I know, you know, my reaction was like, yes.
Yeah.
We got our guy. Thank God we didn't lose this guy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as we go through the contract negotiations and we don't allow that grace to let a contract play out because we're all impatient. That's just the way society is. I heard a lot of, Bonte, he's not that guy. He's replaceable. He's really not top 10. You know, we got the rankings. We got who? It's really Purdy. It's really Shanahan. We could put Chris Conley out there and this and that. And I'm thinking, what, Chris Conley, Juwan Jennings caught 22 passes, 300 yards. what are we talking about here? And so I didn't know how Friday's show went. I'm just curious because I did see a comment yesterday, and I read it on air, where they said, when he runs out the tunnel, we're going to boo him at first. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell are you talking about?
You've been to a lot of games. You really think Monday Night Football, when the music is going and he comes out of the tunnel, there's going to be one fan that's like, number 11, Brandon! And then the whole fans, because this is how they do it, they say your first name, and then the fans, Ayuk! And there's going to be that one fan, boo!
Right.
No, well, I don't see that.
Well, you know, I think there were some people who were like, oh, my time, like, talking about, hey, man, I'm not going to clap if he scores a touchdown. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I mean, come on.
What are you, like, you know what I'm saying?
Price, so I don't know.
I don't know.
In the words of Daz, who's somewhere in eighth grade at St. Cecilia's right now, I call cap on that.
Yeah, that is big cap. That is big cap. I mean, by the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZF.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.